The thing you asked about was the adjuvant trial. We've been doing an adjuvant trial that was organized by one of my colleagues, Dr. Tom Lynch, and we have been entering patients on that study, but not enough we're going to be able to get much of a definitive answer from that phase two. We've had some issues with the accrual locally. There's a adjuvant trial that Heather Wakely from Stanford is chairing, and that will compare one of three different cisplatin-based regimens to those regimens plus bevacizumab to find out if it increases survival. The hopes is that that advantage that you see in the advanced setting will translate into an increased cure rate in patients given adjuvant treatment.
Any speculations on what you think that trial might end up showing?
I think one of the things that gives us pause and one of the reasons why we believe it works in the advanced stage setting is that while bevacizumab does not have much activity by itself, it increases the response rate. So you see about an increase of about 50 to 100% of giving conventional chemotherapy with the bevacizumab. Now, one of the things that's unknown in micrometastatic disease, which is the group that you believe is changing it from a person who will eventually relapse to a person who's cured, is that you're going to see the same effect in a very small tumor. And that's why I think it's very important to do the trial, not make the assumption. The information that we currently have about whether adding Avastin or bevacizumab to chemotherapy and micrometastatic disease, I would assume will be similar, but we're going to have to wait for the trial to be able to find out.